Okay, Houston, we have started the experiment, and as soon as we got it rotating, got it running, and I turned according to the decal on the box, which is counterclockwise half rotation. And as soon as I did, the orange film disappeared, and I see white particles coming through, as a stream. It looks much like it's like latex.
Okay, we copy that. Any difference in rates between the different tubes?
Yeah, well, the first thing that happened, as soon as I opened it, I got a big blob in it, so inside of the, it's like the inside of the window here, between where it shows the decal on the outside says sample 1 and 2, got a big, couple of big blobs in there.
And we had some bad comm right there in the middle when you were describing the rates in the different and the three tubes of the white material. If you could say a little bit of that again, it might help.
Okay, it's moving much more rapidly than I had anticipated it would, Tony. Right now, the number two sample is leading by about a nose. It's just crossed the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th ring described on that center tube. The number three sample has just crossed the 4th one. The number one sample has just crossed the 5th one now, and number two is about halfway between 5 and 6. Number three sample is maintaining a very cohesive shape. It looks like a little cylinder with a pointed nose on it, and it's maintaining its white consistency. And it's going, I would guess that the length of the group of particles in there that's maintaining a solid appearance is about the width of one of these lines. Then it tails out to a very diffuse, gaseous, just a swirl material behind it that goes all the way back to the Lexan. The faster samples are diffusing much more rapidly, and they have a little nose on them, which is very thin and leans ahead of the larger mass of material, and they form sort of a cone shape. And they are about 2.5 to 3 ring lengths in length. And I'm talking about the distance between the sets of rings. And they both appear to be diffusing about the same amount. The number two sample is really starting to break up now. It's starting to twist. Looks like it's taking on a corkscrew appearance as it approaches the yellow line. And it's approaching the yellow line. And now number one is approaching one ring from us, so I'm going to hit the reversal switch.
Okay. You say there's no difference in diffusion between one and two.
Well, there wasn't when we started. Now, now that we've hit the reversal switch, I guess all bets are off. they've just really broken up in number two, and then number one is holding together a little better. They really looked very, very similar, except that just as it crossed the last ring before the yellow ring, number two started to get an elongated nose on the point, and it was starting to twist. twist, and I say it was looking like a corkscrew. And then about the same time, when just about the time I hit the reversal switch, the sample in number one did the same thing. A sample in number three is doing entirely a different operation. It retained sort of a bullet shape all the way down as far as it went. And now that we've reversed it, the pointed end, which was on the right side, the direction of motion, has now become a flat, blunt end. And it's picking up a kind of an arrow-shaped head on the left side as it goes back towards the container. But it's still retaining its cohesiveness. The sample number two just really got all diffused and spread around. And number one's holding together a little bit better. It's starting to take shape. It looks very much like number three. In fact, the trailing edge, that's the one on the right side now, for sample number one, has just about caught up and looks very much like sample number three, except that you can tell that some of the material in sample one has been diffused.
Outstanding.
Now we're about to approach the original end. Do you want me to reverse it again, or what do you suggest at this point?
Yeah, Ken, we'd like you to reverse it again.
Okay, and I'll do that when the first large portion of the sample reaches the Lexan manifold. Is that okay? That's some of the diffused material will already go inside.
Okay, that sounds good.
Apollo Control, Houston, that is Ken Mattingly describing the movement inside the three tubes for the electrophoresis demonstration. We're at 25 hours, 37 minutes into the mission. Apollo 16, now 105,559 nautical miles out from the Earth.
Reversed it, and then reversed it when the pointed end of sample number three reached the first marked ring before reaching the Lexan manifold.
Okay.
And it's starting to snake now. These little blobs don't seem to take this reversal so well. Another thing that was a little different on that first, after I reversed it, sample number one, I mentioned all three had bubbles that were right together when we started. The bubble on them all passed over to the extreme right end, except that number one, when we reversed the samples, it remained over in the right end, and numbers two and three traveled with the